Hi, guys. Still working on a lot of issues. Obviously, he's had a lot of meetings with the House and the governor's office about bills that have crossed over, so we're working on those things. Happy to take any questions that you might have.
Senator Representative Thompson has unveiled his version of property tax reform. Now we have three plans out there. Can you guys find the right spot in the Venn diagram of property tax reform?
Yeah, there's some calculus involved, I think, especially in Representative Thompson's version. But yeah, we're in constant conversation with the Speaker and Representative Thompson and what they're working on, as well as the governor's office too. So, and Senator Holdman is fully engaged in that. So we are working alongside them all the way and abreast of the changes that they're making and the ideas that they have. So we're very confident we'll get something that's everybody can agree on.
I want to follow up on that. So the governor's plan makes adjustments to the existing property tax system. Your plan makes adjustments to the existing property tax system. Jeff Thompson's plan throws out the existing property tax system and builds a completely new one, as well as a completely new local income tax system. Are you ready to do something that big with this much time left in session?
Well, you know, it's not a new idea. He's had that in a bill for a long time. We've been in discussions about that for a long time. And I don't know that we'll do everything that that he's been talking about in his committee at this point. But I do like where he's trying to get our property tax system over the next few years. I don't know that we'll get all there this session, but we'll probably continue to try and work to get there, because the opportunity to get where he wants us, which means that, you know, when a local government changes its rate, that will have a direct impact on the change of a person's property tax bill. That's kind of where we want to be. It's a laudable goal, and so we'd like to work with him to get there.
How about any more talk about consolidation for some of these local governments?
You know, there's some talk about that. There's not any particular mandates or requirements in those bills. We need to continue to look to find ways to incentivize that activity. The things that we've done thus far haven't really worked. There's been some very small amount of township consolidation across the state, and little to no school consolidation. All those things, I think, could bring some government efficiency, but we frankly don't seem to have a lot of those conversations or language moving this session.
The governor rolled out some executive orders yesterday, specifically saying, hey, we're going to follow the national standards, no more, no less, unless deemed necessary, and we're not going to do environmental justice. Reaction to that?
You know, in all candor, I have not had a chance to read those yet, so I probably need to wait to comment out after I've had a chance to read them.
If you were to break apart the property tax debate into like a two-session fix, you know, how would you make that split, and is that something that there's appetite for?
Ask me that again. Break it apart and how?
You know, do some this session, do some next year.
You know, I think at the end of the day, where we want to get to is to be, and I think Governor Braun wants to get to a place where we can say that your property taxes are will be lower next year in 2026 than they are in 2025. You know, that I think that's a victory for Governor Braun. It's a victory for us. It's a victory for homeowners across the state of Indiana. So that would be the first and foremost goal.
Obviously,
how much lower? I mean, is the question, because it could be a dollar lower, it could be $100 lower, it could be $1,000 lower. Is it just lower?
Well, yeah, lower is a win. I mean, what can you say? What else can you say is going to be lower in 26 than it was in 25, right? So that in itself is a win. But the problem with that is that there's so much variety of homes across the state of Indiana that it might be significantly lower for one homeowner in one community and very marginally lower for another. I mean, if you take Morgan County, I think about 28% of the property taxes for 24 were lower than they were in 23. So, you know, it's all over the board depending on where you are, what taxing unit you're in. So it's really complicated to say that more specifically.
Representative Thompson's plan would be a decrease of the increase. So he would say, well, we're supposed to go up this much, but actually we're only going to go up this much. Does that kind of fit under that goal, or is that not really count?
Well, so there's real value in that, right? I mean, if we can see now in 26 what those property taxes might be, you can, and so making that change so that it's less of an increase is a win. It'd be better if it was a true drop, and I think that's where he's trying to get to.
You mentioned having discussions with the House and the governor about the other bills that have crossed chambers at this point. Obviously, property taxes is a big part of it. Are there other topics that you all are talking about at this point that are also maybe a lift for the rest of the session?
I mean, you look at like the House's bill, House bills 1003 and 1004, but pertain to health care, medical costs. Those are important, also a little bit complicated, so we're trying to make sure we get those right. And there's a number of other bills out there that we're kind of working on at the same time. So, you know, the property tax is certainly getting and should get the bulk of the conversation, but there's several plates spinning right now.
Senator, should the Indiana Department of Correction ignore or follow the recent district judge's ruling regarding sex change for the inmate who's lodged a lawsuit against the state?
You know, I haven't read that lawsuit. I would hesitate to say that anybody should ignore a court case or a judge's ruling. As a lawyer, I don't do that, and I don't advise my clients to do that.
Okay. Great.
Thanks, everybody.
Sorry. Oh, I did have one more real quick here.
Yeah.
Obviously, as we get moved to session, tempers get a little frayed, late nights, the whole nine yards. Anywhere concerned that things are going to blow up in the next couple of weeks?
Next couple of weeks? No, whatsoever. We're good.
The qualifier of just the next couple of weeks.
That was the question that you asked.